12 hours out of Mackinac City, strapped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
The summertime in northern Michigan.
Ah, indeed. We say hello to our friend from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation of Pure Michigan, Nick Nurbon. How are you, Nick?
That was great. I was kind of getting my groove on there. Get a little hoedown happening this morning with my coffee.
I know. And, you know, I always forget you're on the line, so I'm, like, changing the lyrics and going, oh, take it to the flow now. And you got to hear all that. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I talk to myself all morning. I know. I love that song, and I love that record. And there's just a lot of good music out this year, a lot of great concerts to look forward to. And it always goes hand in hand, I think, with Pure Michigan. Now, we've got some big fun events in Grand Haven this weekend. We just had Jeep Fest on, but the Kite Festival takes place as well.
Well, yeah, I was looking at some events last week about what's happening in May, and I noticed that Grand Haven has two fantastic events happening the same weekend. You know, I've had friends over the years who have been involved in these extravagant kites, and they go out and they like go to a park and they have a big kite flying up above, and they've got like trick kites flying around in the wind, and it is really beautiful to see that, especially when you think about the backdrop of the Grand Haven beaches and how cool that's going to be to have all the multiple colors flying around out there. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of kites over the beach at Grand Haven, which should be a wonderful photo op.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. I know that next week is going to be National Travel and Tourism Week, and I had a story about Belle Isle. Growing up in Metro Detroit, I used to go to Belle Isle all the time. I guess they saw an increase in visitors, 7% in visitors last year, a total of 5.58 million people headed over to Metro Detroit, headed over to Detroit and went to Belle Isle, and the DNR says they're going to spend $2 million improving shelters, restrooms, and $2.7 million improving ADA access at the casino, aquarium, and conservatory gardens, and that is a good thing.
Yeah, the Belle Isle, to me, it was something, you know, I grew up in Mount Pleasant, so I was up there a few hours away from downtown Detroit, but I didn't really know much about Belle Isle until, you know, probably the last, you know, 6 or 8 years or so as the state park system has taken it over and begun to make improvements there. It is a big place. Like, the island is a very large island. There's yacht clubs and golf courses and all kinds of things there. And what's happening with the restoration of the aquarium and the science center and all the things on the island is just fantastic. And it is such a great resource, not just for the Detroit area, but for residents across the state. Really looking forward to getting over there for a big event. We're working with Visit Detroit and the Tourism Industry Coalition of Michigan to really call attention to all the great things happening along the Detroit Riverfront and Belle Isle and talk about how important tourism is to the Michigan economy.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those numbers. You sent me this email, and honestly, my mouth is dropping to the floor here about the economic impact of tourism in Michigan. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a very important industry to Michigan. And obviously, when you look at the big numbers, they are eye-popping. 125 million visitors spending $27.6 billion in the state of Michigan in the year 2022. But what really is important about talking about economic impact is how it benefits small business. Because you talk about some of the rural communities around the state where there's restaurants, gas stations, grocery stores, local markets, local hotels, all those things that are in these mom and pop markets where it's not going to be downtown Detroit or Grand Rapids. It is tourism is what drives a lot of those small local economies. And so working to get people into those small businesses is one of the things that travel does so well.
Yeah, I would agree. Pure Michigan campaign influenced 1.5 million visitor trips in 2023, $2.5 billion in visitor spending, $156 million in state taxes generated. That is amazing. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Well, yes, appreciate that, Mary Ellen. I think there's more work to be done. We always can look back and say, this is great. We're seeing great progress. We're seeing great results. But what's next? How can we continue to drive that economic growth? And then also, the Pure Michigan campaign has done such a great job of elevating the perception of our state. You know, we know if you live here in Michigan how many beautiful places we have, so many great communities. But then looking at nationally, it has elevated the perception of the state. So what's that next step? Does that help us get people to move to the state, who visit here first? And that's where the Pure Michigan campaign has really factored in.
Fabulous. I mean, 3,200 plus miles of Great Lakes coastline. World's largest freshwater sand dunes, 120 lighthouses plus, number one nationally, by the way, 5 national parks, 1 million plus registered boats. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
We're number 3 nationally. I had no idea. You know, we run a boating and fishing report here on WGHN. I don't know if you did, you knew that, but it starts on Monday. And so our boating and fishing reports with Fish GH charters, they're at 7:20, 8:20, and then 4:20 in the afternoon. And they're really popular. People listen from all over the state. In fact, they've emailed me and say, I talk too much. Let the fish guy talk. So, but I mean, that's amazing. I did not know that 1 million plus registered boats in our state alone. That's something. That really is something. Well, wow.
Yeah, and Michigan has gone back and forth with Florida, you know, as the number one state for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about 11,000 inland lakes, think about all the cottages and all the people that live near 11,000 lakes,
yeah.
And you understand why we have so many boats here. And a great place to fish, too, speaking of fishing reports.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best fishing in the world here in Michigan.
That is a fact. I can't wait to meet you in person this summer here at the WGHN studios. Nick Nurbon with Pure Michigan and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
Let's do the in-person soon.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you so much.